Hello, everybody. Welcome to the pilot episode of Ranwin Parked. The theme of this show will be the interesting world of used car ads. If you spend your free time searching the classifieds for some terrible project car that you probably shouldn't get, you probably come across some pretty interesting stuff. We are three people that do just that, including me. Hi, I'm the actor that plays the voice of Cone Dodger. Pretty much every car that I've owned has been part of some obsessive hunt for, you know, a particular car. Only most of them were 240SXs, and nearly all of them were bad ideas, but doesn't matter what day of the week it is, I'm usually searching. I'm looking for some ridiculous project car that I can't afford and I don't need, but it doesn't stop me from looking. So this show is basically to justify that. We also have...
I'm ZK, and I own a bunch of cars, and I kind of sort of like them, too. And they're mostly terrible cars.
I'm Kurt J. Mac. I am a gaming broadcaster, and I've been doing so for 8 years, and I really like cars.
And other than the fact that Kurt accidentally gave us his dating profile there, this is your ragtag team of hosts for the show. All three of us have collected ads that we find in our general corners of the world that fit into five categories. Ranwin Parked, which is the idea that this whole show is based on, really, which is there's a lot of ads out there that are just truly terrible cars that'll likely never drive again. They're just completely rotted out, but they always like to state in the ad, Ranwin Parked. We also have I'd Make That Mistake, which is crazy or... interesting projects or just interesting cars that we would probably fall for given the right amount of funding. There's also Best Ad, which, as you might guess, is kind of just for good ads, funny ads, terrible ads, or just, you know, particularly crazy or interesting cars. We also have Personal Quests, which are particular cars that we've been hunting down, dreaming about. You know, these are the reasons that we actually, you know, go to the classifieds and start looking for cars. And then get completely distracted about. And lastly, I Know What I Have, which is for the people that are just way too proud of their cars, they want absurd amount of money for them, or they just generally have that, you know, real aggressive, abrasive ad that they really just know what they have, and you better not haggle them. And with that, let's go ahead and start the show and start looking at some ads. All right, so I'm going to dive into the folder here. Oh, I am first on the list, so therefore I'm going
always
first.
Last.
we'll go do columns next week. Is that okay? I'll still be first. All right. Now, I've had plenty of time to search for these. And I tried to do something to start with that was a little off-brand for me. This is a 1966 Dodge D150 regular cab truck. And I think this pretty much exemplifies exactly what we were talking about, how Ranwin Parked means absolutely nothing here. Can you imagine the amount of work something like this would take to A, ever run again, and B, not simply fall apart when you towed it away?
What's with the tarp? Like,
this is a Florida thing. It's what? Like, oh, I tarped it up. It'll be fine now.
There's grass on the inside?
I think, like, yeah.
In the engine bay?
You can't see half of the wheel. It's so far down in the ground.
It's a Doogie. Did you see that?
Oh, I didn't see the Doogie. Where does it say that?
On the front.
it's actually a Doge. Oh, man. I can't imagine how the fact that this, if it did actually run when it was parked, helps us now. Also, really good. Everything is there. I see a lot of metal that is missing already.
Well, it means it's got, like, the... roll of tape in the passenger floorboard. It's everything.
But also, wood bed still intact.
I doubt that.
There was no pictures of said wood bed still intact, but I think
Some wood in the bed. Leftover fence pickets.
But also, it's kind of cool. I don't really see a lot of these older Dodge pickups kind of stay around.
Because that's what, 66? Yeah.
It's neat. Especially with the slant six.
It's cool. Oh, here we go again with the slant.
It's not an inline six. It's a slant six.
It's just an inline six tilted over.
But then that would just be an inline six.
It is.
I don't know if Kurt was even part of this argument.
I don't think I was. I'm interested in everything unusual. So you take a straight six and you slant it. Sign me up.
But you see, to me, it's not just an inline six that's slanted. The entire block, if you look at it, everything's been designed to be at a slant. Like the valve cover still sits flat.
What? That's just...
And the oil pan sits flat. But some of them are just inline sixes that are turned over, and the oil pan's at an angle, and the valve cover's at an angle.
And those are bad cars.
Well, mostly they're Germans, so I guess by your definition they are. I mean, some of the interior's still there.
I'm trying to figure out all these, the debris and miscellanea on the floors of the interior, because that can often be like a sign, like if there's a bottle of antifreeze or whatever, you know, that's a sign that something's up. But I don't know what any of this, I see like a spring and maybe like a brake.
I see a tub of grease. See the tub of grease, like there. Looks like maybe an old, like, CB radio or something, or just an older radio.
A hamburger bun? I don't know what that is on the bottom.
Petrified.
Next to the roll of tape, yeah.
But you can tell, like, they hacked this thing out. Like, this is all bamboo right here.
Oh, yeah. So,
this thing was completely buried in bamboo. Oh, man. But, you know what? It ran when parked, so it's great now. I'm gonna go drive down there and drive it home. I just looked at this. Driven 300 miles. Okay. Hey, it's a Kurt J. Mac. Oh no, Kurt, you've given me options.
I have. I got a little bit carried away.
Should I like default to looking at all of them, or is there something in mind?
The first one, I think, carries the theme of what you just shared.
Oh, my. Okay, mine was hacked out of the ground. This one's literally growing.
Yeah, this one is still one with the ground. 1980s-ish Ford Bronco. It is 4x4, though. You can tell, because those are 4x4 wheels. Yeah, this thing, it has a roll cage that's intact. The fiberglass top is in great shape. I mean, it has its own sort of environment growing on it, but...
I mean, it's a shape.
It is a shape.
So, did they tow the environment to it?
Right.
Why? This is the smallest detail to be, there's so much wrong here.
Yeah, I'm just kind of speechless taking it all in.
But why 9-inch rear end and a 9-inch pumpkin? In case you're wondering, they put a 9-inch rear end in it, and they didn't put an 8.8 differential in there. Just so you know.
Oh, no, it actually says it three times. 4 9-inch rear.
Oh, yeah.
9-inch rear end. 9-inch pump. Maybe that's the only thing of value in the whole truck.
That's what I'm getting. That is the only thing.
Others worth $350?
Probably.
It depends on how mossy it is.
Yes. Well, if that's good, then it's good. Now, one cool thing here, you know how people typically like blur out their license plate? Moss has done it for them. Yes.
Or they put their thumb up in front of the screen.
Oh, so I didn't see
cameras all out of
pictures.
Yeah.
There is. What is this cage? And why does it go
under the
shifter?
It looks like some really cheap kit that they just made work.
And
for some reason,
the carpet is also moss.
Environment.
No, no. Why is it worse in the front?
Yeah, I don't.
Now, the thing I like about the front the best is that the fan is covered in moss. I just like it aesthetically.
The electric fan is covered in moss. But if you don't want to come out to the forest in the wilderness to get it, don't worry, because delivery is available. On the right-hand side there.
It only doubles the price, but it's probably worth it.
Yes.
Paint color orange? What?
It's orange.
That is not orange. That is
those
red.
Those leaves are orange.
It's completely orange.
Oh, man. Also, it says transmission automatic, but it looks like a manual. Oh, maybe that's just a four.
That could be just the transfer case.
Okay. Roll cage sand truck. Sorry, I didn't. Wait,
yeah,
sand
the paddle
truck, but it has aggressive mudder tires.
No, those are paddle tires. They're good for sand.
They're just hitting all the keywords.
Well, that
it too. Seems that way. That's a lot of effort to try and sell something for $350. Oh, man. I'm going to hit next. It might be another picture of this.
It is not. Are we looking at the 82 Toyota first gen?
Yes, the first gen.
You know, that I really look forward to the 100th anniversary of Toyota in 2082.
The thing that caught my attention here, cool visor, first of all. I'll take the visor.
Yeah, that's actually pretty cool.
It's been sitting for years, but the only thing it needs is a battery. The only thing.
the only thing it needs
is a battery.
Original engine, header, lifted, runs, doesn't ideal, needs tires.
Doesn't ideal.
Needs lots of cleaning.
Oh, I didn't see the needs tire. That kind of pulls the wind out of my...
But it doesn't ideal.
It doesn't ideal.
Doesn't ideal.
What? Also, I'm pretty sure we've lost all meaning if this is condition fair. The scale of poor to good no longer means anything if this is fair. Although compared to the Bronco.
True.
Maybe. Although this one also is condition fair.
They also want $2,300 for that.
That it's not even a round headlight, I don't think, which is the really desirable Toyota.
Yeah, and I mean
pictures of the front, but yeah.
I guess the body is kind of straight, maybe.
It's not terribly rusted.
No. But it looks like it has a bad lift on it too. Yeah, he says it's lifted. So
bad lift, it looks like it's plenty high off the ground. For having no tires?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man. There's a bug in the background. Good. Goods on it.
And a forklift for you.
Sure is a forklift. Boy, my mind had just blocked that right out.
Nice. What are you talking about?
Moving right along. These are too good, Kurt. We're going to have to look them up.
Oh, see? This is my calling. Everything else I've done on the internet until now.
Me and ZK don't even have to find cars anymore, really. We're just going to review yours.
Well, I kind of like some of mine, so let's get to some of those eventually.
For $5,800, a very nice patina. Ran when parked.
Mm.
Other than the radiator, it is a complete car.
I guess they just stacked a bunch of extra parts on the hood. I thought those were like welded on it with some sort of like Mad Max car at first. But I guess they just put extra chrome on the front.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what is that? I've never seen this trunk infused spare tire thing.
Yeah, I love the trunk with like, there's a spare tire back here. There's a spare tire back here.
I bet you there's not a spare tire back there.
Possibly.
Not anymore.
Well, I mean, maybe not even originally.
Yeah, I don't know much about these old Chryslers, but like if that's, it would be hard to open up the trunk, right? If like the spare tire was in the trunk hood.
Yeah, so back in the fits in the hole. Wait, never mind.
But back in the 50s and 60s, they were all about the crazy tech. So it probably has like a power lift open rear. Not anymore, but when new.
No. The only thing it was missing was the radiator. Come on.
True, yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
Everything did work when I hooked up the battery.
Everything. Had big plans, but too many projects.
Ouch.
This is what I really loved is on the interior. I love this steering wheel.
It's a pretty good steering wheel.
Not only are the hand positions at 4 and 8, but there's thumb grips. There's like a place to put your thumbs.
I don't know much about old cars, but is the second hoop like the horn or something?
Yes.
That's so obnoxious. Like, why do I need 6 linear feet of horn button?
So that your arm can get caught in it when you're trying everything to wrestle the manual steering.
Everything back then was just pure styling, though. So it looks cool.
I do like the rear view mirrors that are mounted on the dash instead of the windshield. I've always thought those were cool.
That's not center on the dash either. That's popping out of the side of the gauge cluster. Or like the little
probably hole. Fell off the windshield and someone glued it there, and I'm sitting here all impressed. Huh. I have to say, that doesn't seem like a project that is impossible, though. Just from what I'm seeing here.
Yeah.
That seems like something somebody would probably restore.
You know, it feels a bit like the Corvair. It's probably nicer than the Corvair.
If you say so.
It's got an interior.
Not nicer than a Corvair, though.
No.
All right, moving along. Why? Why have you done this to me, Kurt?
There's a cat in the picture. Don't you see the cat?
Don't you know how much trauma PT Cruisers have caused me?
Listen.
My favorite 240 was taken from this world by a PT Cruiser.
But this one is a mechanic special. Parts are cheap if you have the space to work on it. I don't. $500 firm.
They live in the woods, Kurt. How much space do they need?
Okay, moving along.
Yep.
We can move right along. There's a couple. I got a couple of these kind of.
What's a Caters?
I don't know what a Caters. Cadillac Caters.
Is that actually a Cadillac? No.
Yeah, it's a Cadillac. It's an Opel. They were Opels. They weren't Cadillacs.
It's a Catera. That caters to your every need. $1,500. This person is not parting it out. Because there's a big parts market for a 99 Cadillac Catera.
There probably is, but the part that always breaks on them is probably what broke on this car. And is the reason it's now $1,500.
That's what I was also, I don't know everything about cars, but this selling my Catera, as is condition, ran when parked, needed a new arm. The seller? Is that how much an arm costs?
I think it needs a new arm. Not a new human arm.
Ah, I see. A new A arm. I see. I missed the errant A.
But I will continue to envision that it needs a new arm.
I have to look this up. Was this just like a fancy Lumina or something?
No. This is fully an Opel that was imported over to try and revive Cadillac. And it had...
Mission accomplished.
The only thing that I remember about them was a kid that I knew in high school that had one, and it had like a plastic thermostat housing or something of that nature, like something, the cooling system was plastic and they cracked, and that was your life if you owned one. You just constantly kept them overheating. General Motors.
It's apparently a rear-wheel drive, though.
Yep, they were a rear-wheel drive.
Interesting.
Great, now we've enabled them. He's going to look at Cadillacs. This one has the keywords.
It does have the keywords.
Oh no!
The drive shaft is missing. Trust us, it's a police car.
Let's take these pictures from far away. Very
next
small.
Next to a bunch of barrels of who knows what.
Who knows what?
And a motorhomes in the background.
Could be bodies. Could be drugs. Anybody's guess, really.
If you must have title then I will need to see more cash.
If you want to own this car, you have to pay me more. What?
Well, actually, yeah, that second last line is pretty much what this podcast is about. The price is firm because it ran, past tense. Because
why
it ran.
Is the drive shaft missing? Like, what? Of all things.
It went to get cigarettes and never came back.
Okay, I'll take that answer. Are you sure this wasn't supposed to be in the best of category?
Speaking of Mad Max.
Yeah, I thought you cheated and moved ahead.
No.
But this maybe I should have saved for the best of. The 1980 Ford F-350.
Is that actually from the movie?
You can own a piece of cinematic history imported from Australia. Runs and drives perfectly. Wait a minute. Did I put this in the wrong folder? I might have put this in the wrong folder. I'm sorry, but we're looking at it.
Oh, it's already happened. I can't unsee this.
I know. It's pretty good.
Odometer reads 345,000 kilometers. So this is like a legit Australian F-350.
It looks like the wheels on the right-hand side.
Oh, I can't even see the wheel. Is there more picture?
No,
it's not on the left side.
I know what Kurt wants, and Kurt wants the car that's behind it.
Yeah, that is kind of, I mean, that would be a lot. That's a little bit, you know, the gun might be a little bit over the top, you know, out of the gun turret. But, yeah, I could do some things with that.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm driving today. Come drive it today. It apparently runs when parked and driving. No doors, though.
No doors. And it's a Jeep thing.
Like, yeah, you know, a spear gun on the top.
And a tow truck bar that's been turned into teeth?
Some sort of, yeah, spin tires, log grabby claw thingy.
Oh, yeah. Except it's missing, like, at the thumb.
Yeah, it's missing the very important grabby part, and it's now just a pokey part.
Huh. Huh. Okay, well, now moving on to the K. Oh, we have a preview of what we're about to see. And plenty of pictures.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. That's... Please tell me more.
I mean, what's better than a Jag? A rusted piece of crap Jag? I don't know what's going on, really. I saw this, and then I noticed the brick on the...
Oh,
yeah.
No.
That is a brick. I thought that was some sort of, like, sponge. I don't know what that was.
It looks like it's done sponge-like things to the thing.
Yeah.
It's holding down the car and making it rust even more. Just keep going.
I like that they put a piece of sheet metal over top of the rust with stone.
I think that's cardboard.
It might
or like a piece of wood.
I was giving them some credit, okay?
No, they deserve none.
Oh, no. Oh, my.
Oh.
I mean, there's...
It didn't look that bad from that first shot. Like,
ooh, yeah.
But now, yes. Yeah.
Like, I can't even explain to you how much of a pain in the butt it was to fix the rust on the Supra that was like this.
Yeah, around the window.
Oh, it's just... Because the metal is so bent over, you know, to make that lip, it mm-hmm. thins it out a bunch. There's just nothing there to weld to. Well, this one, there's literally nothing there to weld to. Oof. Nice framing, by the way.
I didn't rotate any of these pictures. Mm-hmm. Oh, so go back to that one mm-hmm. Of the trunk shot.
Oh, the trunk shot?
So you were talking about the spares on the trunk, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what that is? Or is that just... Something they took to out of the trunk. But it looks like a part of the car.
This
yeah,
looks like that
off center. But yeah,
this looks like that spike that you usually see in a trunk though to like mount your spare.
Yeah. Oh, you can see the window like, trim.
Oh just, yeah. It's doing a lot to prevent the rust.
Does that have, I thought those were the fuel tanks, but there's a cap on either side.
Oh. I mean it could be. It's a Jag from what? When was this? What era was this?
Six?
Oh, yeah, that thing gets 3 miles to the gallon.
There was some car on Top Gear or something that had, they showed off, had 2 gas tanks, like a reserve tank.
That's usually like a F-350 type thing.
Right.
Ooh, this is one of my favorite parts of looking at ads, is the people's reflections. just to see how into this they really are. Because sometimes they're not wearing pants.
They're not dedicated to the craft.
No.
Oh, there's a spare tire.
In the trunk, or in the back seat.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Very roomy. That's what that's showing off.
How much did they want for this, though?
Very first. A lot.
$200. Sold.
Yeah. Engine and transmission are good.
10 years ago. At least
it was running when it was parked.
I imagine this was purchased knowing that it was rusty and they wanted like the drivetrain out of it or something. That's what I want to imagine. I don't know if it's true.
The off-color fender like goes against that though.
True. Somebody made an effort to put something not rusty on here.
Yeah, this guy put like the brick on top and it's just unacceptable. Yeah.
That was just too much effort and he had to cash out.
Well, I think that one will never run and be parked again.
No, yeah, that's
that's the end of this car's tale, I do believe. $200, I mean, that's generally what you'll get for a scrap car at this point. He's just asking for somebody to take it away.
Yeah. At that point, wouldn't like donating it to one of those car donation things probably?
I think you would probably do harm to the organization you are donating it to. You've cost them money.
I will say those are good door mirrors on there. I'm just saying. If anybody's looking for some door mirrors.
There's stuff to be had here. If this is your kind of thing. I don't know straight that this is people's kind of thing. Like, this era of Jag has not done it.
Yeah, like, it's, but the way it's like in the driveway leads me to believe there was a plan for it or something. That's not like just in a field because it stopped running one day.
Like I mean, it's a Jag that car. This thing stopped running in 1995 at the latest.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if the driveway has also eroded out underneath the car because it's all cracked and like there's dirt showing.
I would love to move something like this and then just see the most pristine driveway underneath of it. Like,
I bet you there's something living under there.
Maybe it's a Jaguar.
Something or someone.
Bum, bum, bum. Okay, well, that ran when parked. Hey, I've made it back to... I'd make that mistake. Before we begin that, what's your biggest mistake purchase-wise?
Ever? Like, or cars?
I would say cars, but, you know, Kurt might be off the hook on this one. Ah,
true.
I might be.
I bought a CRX that ended up being 2 different cars.
Oh, I remember you telling me about that. Yeah.
Yeah. I wondered why the hatch always leaked until I took it apart and scrapped it. And the whole, like, back quarter was a different car that they didn't repair properly. They just kind of glued it together with, you know, like
caulking seals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think my biggest mistake was I purchased an S14 that was cursed. An S14 G40SX. It just every single part I put on the car broke immediately. And I think I put $5,000 into a car that I then sold for $2,000. So that was a big mistake. All right.
It had a hex on it. I hate now. I spent like way too much money. I think it was, let's say, over $300.
On a 1977 Toyota Corolla.
Yes. But I also bought a CD player for my first car, which was the 91 Cavalier. It just needed to play CDs. It didn't need the $300 CD player with the removable base and the little remote control. I maybe was spending my minimum wage a bit too thin for that CD player.
I'm sure that pumped some serious jams through those paper speakers in your Cavalier.
Yes. You had better believe it.
Did you ever lose that little remote?
No, I ended up giving it to my, like, the car, not the remote, to my cousin, and I'm pretty sure, I think it stopped working at some point, like the remote stopped working, but it stayed in the glove box.
Happy birthday, here's a remote for a head unit that's in a car that I no longer own.
Enjoy.
So this was your car cone?
So this is, yes, this is my mistake that I would make, and I kind of have the idea here that these are cars that none of us are really seeking, but it's something that is just wrong enough to like that I like it. And this is a 1992 Lumina Z34, which I didn't know existed. Somebody out there knew they existed, but not me. And not only that, it is a 3.4 twin cam V6 with a 5-speed manual. I think it's kind of neat. Obviously, it's a huge mistake.
Yes. What? Oh, it's missing like half the dash?
Half the dash is missing. Yep.
And the center console that's just like bare
metal
into
it's
the transmission.
It's a very long coupe.
Isn't it? Because I think Luminas were based on, well, I don't even frankly know. I know they stuck around for NASCAR. Like, that was the reason this car existed.
Those wheel arches are truck-like, like they're squared off.
I didn't even notice, yeah.
Good old Chevy. Is it pointy in the front, too?
Yeah, it comes to it. Like, that looks like it comes to a point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a bumper point.
Good old Chevy.
But I think the engine looks really cool, though. This does not look like 1992 Chevrolet.
No, it actually looks modern.
Yeah, I have no idea where this engine came from, what it is, anything about it. I know absolutely nothing about this vehicle, and I want it.
Whoa, what is that big, what looks like a brace right at the front that's connected to, like, the front beam?
Very common General Motors thing,
mm-hmm.
where they
those they things, brace. But even in the center, there's like a...
This is the engine mount.
Oh, that's the engine mount.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
That's probably why these braces are here, because this motor made more than 60 foot-pounds of torque, unlike the four-cylinder that it probably came with.
Interesting.
I was noticing the very large coolant reservoir. They were not very confident. As they shouldn't be. But, I mean, for $2,500, this seems like something you could generally have fun with. My favorite part of the ad, though, is same type of car Dale Earnhardt drove to NASCAR victory.
Earnhardt.
Dale Earnhardt drove this Lumina Z34 front-wheel drive Chevrolet
V6
to NASCAR victory. No?
I don't think I'd make this mistake.
You didn't? You would make this? This falls into my autocross anything category. Like, I think this would be hilarious to buy and autocross it once and then sell it to some other unsuspecting fool.
Yeah, that would be a tough sell for me.
I think it would be a tough sell for anybody.
Right.
If this were literally anything other than a Chevrolet Lumina, it would be worth a lot.
The door handle's on the B-pillar.
Yeah. Huh. It's cool, I think. Maybe. It kind of has the shape of a T-Bird of the era.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. NASCAR. It looks like the photo is honestly stretched out at the wrong aspect ratio.
I don't think it is. I think
no,
it's
I don't think
long.
It is either. It's just the long car.
Yeah, it's just like they just stretched windows. It out. I think that's why it looks so weird, is they just added on 18 inches to where the door is. And that's how they made the car.
And maybe it has back seats that you can actually, like, sit in. What mistake would other people make, though?
This is a mistake, obviously, that I'm trying to actively make. All
You've
the time.
Been trying to make this mistake since 2013, I believe.
But you see all these cars that are going for whatever, 20, 30,000 on Bring a Trailer. And then by comparison, you come across one of these. And it's like, hey, that's attainable. Not at all considering all the other horrors that wait. Also, this one is, I don't want to call it suspicious, but the kind of parking sticker on that second picture.
Yeah.
That's like saying this vehicle will be towed at your expense if you don't move it. I don't know. That might be their selling Sorry, they're selling kind of motivation.
The problem with the S30s is that they're all at least $14,000. It's just either you paid up front or
you bit pay by another bit, 10 grand fixing
it out. Yeah.
First thing I see is this trim right here that's not factory. That is 100% hiding rust. Why? I understand that the 280Z bumpers were bad, but who decided that removing the bumper and leaving this mouthless, faceless being is the better way to go?
Bad decisions is why. The dash is free of cracks.
Wait.
And it has an engine with a camshaft. You know, that wasn't a factory standard.
Now I'm sold.
It's free of cracks and it's free of the engine.
Yeah, that's some just creative advertising right there.
I do want this electric distributor. I need it for the Datsun pickup. So if you could go pick up that for me, that'd be great. It seems as though you have even more mistakes you would make this week.
Yes.
Again, with mistakes that you've been trying to make since, well, basically since the moment I first heard you talk about cars.
Yeah, this is before we even met. I've been trying to make these mistakes.
Is this the same car that you sent us like 6 months ago?
It might be. It generally might be. Although I don't think that one had a 350. That one had the worst engine that everybody was talking about that I can't remember.
Is it the same car, but now it has a 350 in it?
It's very possible.
Because I remember those flames.
Well, you say you remember those flames.
Yeah,
but
those are very... those are very generic.
True. I don't know.
Monster claw flames.
But it was kept in the garage all winter.
As you can clearly tell from the way it looks.
What is it about these exactly that does it for you?
I don't know. I think
that's the best answer, honestly.
Well, I like the whole rat rod and the patina and the flat paint, and I like a cruising car. I've never, until I met you lot, I've never really been looking for performance or handling or anything like that. And I've always just liked the big.
I'm sorry. Until you met us, you didn't care about performance and handling, and you ended up with a Corolla?
Hey, you drove that thing. That can that can carve up some of these mountain roads. It takes a while to get up to that speed to be carving, but maybe that's why I ended up with a Corolla. It's just a nice patina.
Ah, that word! It just like stabs me in the heart. Now,
like,
this one,
like literally the word, like the word moist or just,
yes.
Okay.
I guess because the word patina now just means not what patina is. Like the word patina means I've intentionally let this become awful to me. That's what the word patina means. But this one legitimately looks like, you know, it's just been left around for 50 years. But if I owned it, I would want to paint it.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of flame jobs. Oh, wait, I just realized that the hood ornament is actually now on the trunk facing the way.
It most certainly is. Because
it's a quirky, goofy guy's car.
All right, I think we're done here.
But yeah, the only thing preventing me from making those mistakes is the fact that they don't fit in any garage I've ever owned.
You should probably keep that in mind for searching for future residences. What?
Just open the field. Picture.
Oh, no. Go on.
I mean, just click through the pictures.
Oh, this is permanent.
Yeah.
This is a... No!
Oh, yeah.
No!
Yes!
What does that come from?
It goes down to the steering wheel. It looks like it clamps or bolts on or something. And it's just amazing. It's awful, but it's perfect.
Whoa.
It's being held together by, like, clippy carabiners. Like...
it's temporary? Like, it doesn't always have to be used?
Yeah, you have to drive the car to the
whatever. Somebody kicked in the right rear window, apparently, while climbing
climbing the ladder.
Well, the description says his brother... The description says his brother messed up the truck, so he just stuck the thing on top of it.
Oh. Okay.
So, I mean, it...
All right, 143,000 miles. I want to know how many happened in this configuration.
All I'm just saying is this guy looks like he knows how to party.
And I am pretty sure that is not a booster seat.
And now, in the description, he personally uses it for hunting.
Honestly...
Again, I don't know much about hunting, but a white blazer roaming over the fields.
Deer are real dumb, Kurt.
Well, there's some slight truth in this because in Texas there's a big boar problem. And basically there's like ranches where you go out and fly in helicopters and shoot them with machine guns because there's that much of a pest. And they're real dumb. So being on this thing and shooting a boar is not really that surprising to me.
So I hunting.
Hunting.
By association.
Yeah, like I don't culling. Know. Yeah, but like if I had like some land, I would own this just to, you know, drive around and just, look at this guy. Look how happy he is.
I just want to go through a drive-thru with it.
Might have one of those clearance problems.
Yeah, it'd have to be one with no canopy. Huh. Well, that is not what I expected, I must say. And I'm not upset. So you think the Caribbean, like, you think it's just, like, cables? That
I think that goes down to the shifter or something.
Oh, yeah.
Or to the e-brake. That probably was the e-brake.
Something that gave me an indication as to how the steering worked.
Yeah, go back so, up to the canopy view, like the whole steering. Oh, yeah.
No. So go to the when he's driving it picture. It looks like you can see the shaft come down through the windshield.
Yeah, definitely.
So it might
is it just... higher up there? No, it's in the same spot.
Yeah. Apparently this is also a thing.
Of course it is.
Oh, it's a thing, all right.
Oh, man. Texas.
Never change.
No, you can change. Oh, no. So, Kurt, do you have a best?
I do not have a best. I was too busy getting that compilation of terrible ones. So
Your best was our... We saw your best.
Yeah, that was probably the Mad Max one. Or
something. Remember what my best is? Oh, right. I may have already showed you guys this one, but the whole world needs to see it.
That's what this segment's for.
Yes. Can't think of any better way to sell a small vehicle than to make sure that your pictures are of it in the bed of a pickup truck.
Well, you always got the guy with like, I bet that fit in the back of my truck. And then,
it's just a regular F-150. Like, there's nothing oversized about this. And also, this guy has a collection of these things. And that's really weird, especially for this area. I don't know why, other than just the shock and awe, you would include two pictures of it in the back of the truck.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It's perfectly done. Mm-hmm. Nobody will be able to grab people's attention in an ad better than that.
True. For a second, I almost thought that the truck was for sale, too. But
that would have been amazing. It does say two for one.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was like, huh? He also gives you so many options, like ideas. He's an enabler. He, like the other car, you can make an art project out of it. Turn it into a trailer for the one you finish.
This is, no wonder this is the best. It's literally from Craig.
Craig himself, young Craig.
The audience doesn't know what's going on.
They don't need to. Okay.
So I'm really proud of my best ad.
Oh.
This gentleman is a sex spec Peterbilt. And it's called Sneaky Pete.
Aroused.
Whoa.
This is the list.
Yeah, it's the list of mods. Wheelbase, 365
inch. I'm sorry, Suicide Doors?
Just keep going. It just keep
Please tell me there's a picture. Oh, I love the leather cover for the... Oh, no.
It's got its own logo it comes with.
Oh, yeah, look at the Suicide Doors, because that makes total sense. Oh, jeez.
The piston shifter, the giant gauges and switch gear. And it looks really well done, too.
This is a thing. Like, this is a very big industry. Obviously, they're trucks, so they're very big. Yeah. Well, I mean, I kind of get it. Like,
there's truckers, ones.
Oh, there's truckers' other ones.
Entire existence is usually their truck.
Yes, but look at this thing in particular. Look how that much, I guess they lengthened it, because look at all that extra.
That doesn't make sense in my brain.
Yeah.
Obviously, this does not tow anything.
No. But the thing that got me was the very first picture. It's in a building, like a truck show.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's trying to win an award.
I bet you it does. It's won many awards in the world of trucks that can't be used as trucks anymore.
Yeah.
Especially it has sponsorships from all these different
From Pete, obviously.
Obviously from Pete. Like all those little add-ons that you add in American Truck Simulator. I made a website for a company that did those things specifically for trucks. Not quite the sex spec, but like, oh, chrome visors and...
What is double-aged stainless steel? Is that like, is that supposed to tell me it's higher quality?
Maybe it's a brand.
Oh, maybe. Double A stainless. Shockingly, my aftermarket semi-truck knowledge, very low. Alligator print floorboard. This is a sex spec truck.
Yes.
There's no pictures. Oh, there. Okay, I see it.
There was a link to a video in the ad. There's a YouTube video of showing it off.
I didn't see this. That looks like a General Motors alternator.
Stock engine.
Oh, of course. Huh. And how much was this, by the way?
$120,000.
Cool.
He probably spent twice that to do that stuff.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. So for $120,000, you could have yourself a truck that can do literally nothing. But when?
Except be shown, yes.
Awards?
Oh, question mark?
These headlight cover things always look so sad.
Yeah, there's like the angry ones that people put on Jeeps, and then there's the bad ones.
So sad. You did good. You did good. Personal quests. Kurt, I already thought, I think we had like both personal quests.
I need to work on my categorization, don't I?
Now, I have, like, way more personal quests than I will ever live to see through. So I will never run out of these, basically. The first one was just one that I happened to find before I was even really looking for things for this. And that is Conquest.
Nice.
Or Asterion. Either way, I didn't know these existed until... very late. Like, I had many 240s before I even knew that there was a rear-wheel drive DSM.
Well, you've been rescued.
Because I didn't get into these?
Yes.
Yeah.
These ones are bad. DSMs are worse.
Yeah. Look at the size of the air filter. That's one thing I noticed. That is the biggest air filter I've ever seen.
And what's with that intercooler piping?
This is what they all look like. Like, huh. Everyone that I see has this kind of crazy
intercooler. Were they non-intercooled stock?
I believe so.
Okay, that would make some sense as far as the routing.
They're not particularly fancy automobiles. Like, they don't look particularly crazy inside, but they have to have the wide body. Mm. The wide body and those wheels are just the two best things of these cars. I think this guy is summing up exactly what you were talking about with If you don't know anything about these cars, this isn't the car for you.
At least he's honest.
I really appreciate it when people are like, I'm just letting you know you're probably making a huge mistake here.
Don't buy this for your daughter for college.
Right. This one, I mean, $2,500. It's got a slipping clutch. I'd do it.
Yeah. I'd have to hear it run first.
I mean, it's a Mitsubishi. It probably runs awful, but no. They're cool. It's a 2.6 inline four, and apparently that engine's in like the trucks. It's in everything that's Mitsubishi. It's cool. It's cool looking.
It's cool. Yes, I'll give you that.
It's a personal conquest.
Jeez.
All right. Sorry. It was only that one this week because there was no Bratz for sale anywhere. Oh, Kurt. Ooh.
I stole this conquest.
Ah, right from my spleen.
Cone. 77 Celica. Coupe, not the fastback.
And
these
it's a
are
coupe.
Increasingly difficult to find.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a 77. Like I said, if I just start collecting all the 77 model Toyotas, I could just open my own dealership.
I gotta tell you, you're gonna get real disappointed real quick because yeah, other than the Celica and the Corolla, they're real ugly. The trucks are cool too.
Yeah, he already did the Weber carb, so gotta kind of worry about that again.
And these came out 20 R's, I believe, so it's a little bit peppier than yours.
Do you have some PTSD from that or something?
No,
it wasn't bad at all. It was just one of those things that I didn't know I would have to do. I've never yet changed the oil on any of the cars I've owned. Let's swap a carburetor.
Have you still not, by the way?
Not yet. I gotta do that.
Okay.
Muffler first.
Yes, everybody, make sure you maintain your mufflers before you go changing your oil. Very wise decision.
Indeed. And there's a second picture on this one. This is the only one I brought.
Oh, it's luggage rack.
To match the luggage rack on the Corolla. That's on the roof, but...
I found out recently, to change the subject completely, that 240 coupes came with, or you could get a luggage rack on them.
That no one ordered, because I've never seen ordered. One.
But yeah, I have an original brochure for the 89-240, and there's the luggage rack, just like that. That's kind of a shame that it's there, because that trunk will never be the same.
True.
But it's cool looking now. I just love the coupes.
That's a 7,000. That seems a bit stiff for this one, too.
Yeah. That back plate looks worse than the one in the Corolla.
Yeah.
And the seat's all crumbly. They're in rough shape, though. These cars were not loved enough when they started to get old, I guess. You know, some cars are immediately, just loved and kept around. And some of them seem to be a slow burn where it's 20 years later before people are like, man, we really should have kept some of those around. This is unfortunately one of those. Especially since the Celica got a lot worse from 78 on. It never was as good again as it was the first generation. I'm stealing your quest, sorry.
Yoink.
I don't have $7,500 for a car that needs a lot of work. Really?
But do you have $700? So
please explain this quest to me.
So the reason I picked this as my quest, because I didn't know that I needed this. Because just go through these pictures and it's just perfect. It's a 5-speed. It's not trying to be anything it's not.
Is this part of the car? No, they cut this out of a toolbox to make the thing. Okay.
So I like it because it's like the whole no fucks given thing, but not like to the point where they made it bad on purpose. they had this idea in their head of, I want to take the Civic that we probably have laying around and go mudding. So what does it need? Okay, big tires on the front and a snorkel.
What's connected to the snorkel?
I don't know. I couldn't quite tell.
There's zip ties holding on like a second.
And then this
maybe a breather or something?
Maybe.
But yeah, this looks like almost the most fun you could have for $700 in a car.
Yeah, I just now noticed that the front wheels are the only... I mean,
it needs well, to drive anything. Obviously, it was in a front-end collision, so they got it cheap.
Or perhaps they were the ones in the collision.
What's in the title here? What's in the ad?
You were talking about the conditions being listed. Look, poor condition, wouldn't recommend as a daily. There's still honest people in the world.
And they drive this.
And they drive mud.
Stop trying to buy your Porsches and buy a Civic with mud tires on the front. You'll have honest sellers.
And a snorkel. Like to see a picture of them like going through water where the snorkel is in play.
Well, if it's covered in mud and the engine assuming didn't suck any of that up. So
my favorite part of that is, if you know anything about this like era, everybody was doing these intakes that drew out of the wheel well as the quote cold air intake. I bet you the manufacturer who made that cold air intake is responsible for hundreds of thousands of blown up engines that sucked up water. Because that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
But the box said 5 horsepower.
The box said you're going to hydrolock your engine. All right. Let's file that personal quest under it's already in his garage.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I know what I have. This one's kind of your category, ZK.
Sure.
I feel like this is your major gripe in the ad world.
What, everyone wants too much money for their cars?
Basically. I again don't remember what I put in here. Oh, now I remember. Because I don't know what they have, but they know what they have. This is a Lincoln Mark. Oh, I didn't even count. Is it a Mark 7?
Eight.
LSC trophy winning car with the most, what's the word, when you're just way overly proud of something.
Right. I've never necessary.
Yeah, I've never seen somebody so proud of a car that looks so incredibly normal. Look at the size of this trophy.
Look at the size of the headlights.
Oh my gosh. And like it keeps going. Like they've got every bit of documentation. They've got tons of trophies.
This is the time we went to Miami.
Yeah.
Picture book.
Why? It handily outscored 2 Mark 8 examples with 40,000 and 60,000 mile ranges. Yes, it's that good.
What? Who's scoring these
things? Yeah, what's this competition?
Obviously,
there's a multiple Lincolns.
The Lincoln Continental Owners Club, or it's not a the LCOC of FOMO Co.
Ah, yes, yeah. The Elcock.
Yep.
I will say that like Mark 7, Mark 8 owners are a special breed. I'm not saying they're bad or anything like negative about them, but there's actually a big community there, and it's kind of bizarre.
I assume this is just a modular SN95 under it?
I don't know anything about
it. Okay. Somebody in the audience understood those words that I just said, and that one person, you get a virtual high five.
I mean, I understood what you said. I just don't know if that's what that is.
10-9, and it could be yours. You could be out there winning trophies.
Yeah, 10-9, though. It's literally the best one.
Scored 99.
All right, we got four images.
Four of the same vehicle.
Yep.
But for 20,500, it's double what the top Lincoln was. You can have a 41 Cadillac pickup? It's question mark. It is considered a flower truck. Remember to register it as a flower truck. It has a flathead 8 that was used in World War II tanks.
Okay.
Ran when parked. This is even ran when parked, mind you, but he knows what he has.
Second radiator?
What?
Does it come with a spare? But like,
oh, well, what makes me even more nervous is second radiator, 2 extra head gaskets. So, has it ever run without overheating? Or
this is one of the small...
Ran when parked, needs fuel pump, 3rd cylinder problem.
But it ran no problem. $20,000.
$20,000. All right, I gotta see that. Okay, that's a lovely picture.
Yeah, there's your $20,000 engine photo. And then here's Grandpa.
That's not the same vehicle.
It's got a top on the back of it. What?
I have no idea why these. He's that guy in that. That
is that the same truck
with the blowing like lab coat? He's ready to go back to the future. Yeah, I don't know what these extra photos are from. It looks
ish the same, but look, this one has like the big fender mirror things. This one doesn't. So they modified it a bunch. And was it actually a truck? Like, is this real or is this made? That's made.
It's got to be made.
Yeah, that doesn't seem real. No. But again, who can tell? For $20,000, you can find out.
It has the most car on either end of the smallest cabin I've ever seen.
Oh, man. That would be just so weird to drive, too. Like, you sit exactly in the middle of this vehicle. The front wheels are at exactly the front of the vehicle, but the back wheels are not. So you're just going to hit everything with this imaginary bed. That's $20,000 of nightmare right there. And somebody out there is looking at this right now going, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
And I didn't say it wasn't cool. It's just very bizarre.
Yeah.
He's banking on the bizarre and the rare and the weird.
And World War II tanks.
Yeah, World War II tanks.
Interesting.
Huh. That one is going to be nightmares.
I just don't understand. Speaking of things I don't understand.
This ad only had one picture. And this is the whole thing.
16.5?
But it's only got 1,000 miles. And those wheels have got to be 16.5.
It's also not a Hummer H1 Alpha. That is not a. That's a military Hummer. That's like 4 or 5 grand at auction.
Uh huh.
With some like 34 inch wheels on it or whatever.
Like what the ad is saying, that should be like a
$100,000 truck.
Yeah, that's a street legal. You know, they were pretty rarely made, I believe, right?
Yeah, they're like the later years are worth, or they were sold new for $100,000. But you can get any Humvee from military auction for like $5,000 or less, or about $5,000 for, yeah, they're not 16.5 for one that doesn't have doors or
I can't anything. Believe that ad doesn't say, I know what I have in it. Because obviously they don't know what they have. Oh, man. Do you think they paid that much for it?
I don't know, man.
Like, to have this bad a taste, do you think they might?
I saw it and I laughed, and then I saw the price.
And then he belly laughed.
And then he cried. It's excellent. Excellent condition, though.
Oh, yes. Excellent condition.
You don't need doors.
I mean, comparatively.
Or seatbelts.
There is probably none of these in better condition with those wheels on it. And oh no. Huh. This whole thing is trying to bank on the whole like apocalypse prep thing. But you need this
with bling,
and then you need to put tiny low profile tires on it.
Those are like, I'm confused, but those are like off road tires, but they're also like stretched on those rims.
Yeah,
that's a thing.
The longer you look at it, the worse it gets.
All right, so let's stop looking at it.
Oh, Texas.
And I think that's all the ads we have to look at.
Wait, I have like 12 more. No, I'm just kidding.
I have a full folder that's just full of them for if I happen to run on a drought on a particular category. I mean, we've been doing research for this for 4 years now.
Inadvertent.
Yeah, we didn't know we were.
With one Corolla purchase.
I hope that this is something that catches on and we keep doing to the point of which eventually something that we show is something that we own.
Or something that a listener ends up with, maybe.
Yeah, that would be even better because it's then their problem.
Yeah, that's not our problem.
And now to close us out, some wise words from our dear friend, Les Cubes.
One of my weirdest peeves with modern cars is how good the engines have become. They are completely devoid of quirks and weirdness. Power bands are fat and flat. There's no peaks. Everything runs good. So what's the point?
Well, if that's not the most Les Cubes thing I've ever heard. Literally complaining that cars have gotten too good.
He's not wrong.
I agree, and I have personally, you know, seeked out the newest car that I own is a 2008, and I seeked out the one that has the ridiculous peaky power band for the era.
Yeah, and then I own a ST, which has literally exactly what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
All the boost down low, and then it falls on its face at 5,500.
I think Kurt's Corolla hurts this, though. Because from 77, that thing didn't have power anywhere.
No, it's either on or off.
The XV, though, is probably up that alley.
Probably. This is one of the things I guess I don't notice. And what I was talking about before were, like, performance and, like, the mechanicals of cars that I am not as into, other than just the enjoyment of cars, driving, cruising, whatever.
I think you should stay that way. Try not to experience cars that have like actual power bands, because it will ruin you.
I do have a question for you, Kurt.
Yes.
How much throttle do you use on average?
Because, like,
are you like a 25%er? Like, do you ever floor your cars?
I don't know that I ever floor them. I probably floor the Corolla just because that's all it's got. But, like, yeah, no, like the Subaru or anything, I don't think I knowingly floor them. I have a jaunty on-ramp experience every now and again, but no, probably not.
Well, so I think that's what Cubes is getting at here, because like that's the way most people drive their cars. So like,
yeah, power band in the case though, like we're the oddball here. We're not the normal people.
So in the past, you didn't have the technology to make power anywhere but up top. Now we have turbos and everything, and now I make peak like something like 340 foot pounds at 3,000 RPM.
I have to disagree there. Like, if you drive an old whatever from the 60s or 70s, you know, one of the boats, they're going to have a big V8 and it makes power for 1,000 RPM and that's it. It shifts through its two gears and that's the speed it goes. The era that he's lusting for was the weird, like, 80s, early 90s when we found out that forced induction was a thing, but we had no idea how to control it.
Or like the crazy, or nowadays, how we've moved away from the high revving four cylinders. Like, Toyota made a normal engine with five valves per cylinder, and they sold that.
Yeah. Yeah. Or the old VTEC Hondas. That whole craze was because they felt so much faster than they were because it had no power. It was still less power than, you know, real performance cars, but it was a surge of power.
Yeah.
And now that's gone. Like, no Honda is like that
anymore. Yeah, now all your power is when you slightly press the pedal at 3,000, 2,000 RPM to get on Kurt's on-ramp, and...
jauntily, I might add.
Okay. All right, so do we think we agree with cubes or no? Because I agree with cubes. As far as performance, not every car needs to be that way, but performance cars, it would be nice to see some kind of, you know, spike in power, some kind of drama in the way that they drive.
Yeah, it's called torque steer.
Well, you've got plenty of that.
I can remain neutral, although I could see what he's getting at is that he wants personality. So yes, I personality.
I do agree with cubes that a lot of modern cars lack personality.
A lot of modern carbs do too, because they don't exist.
True story.
And I think that does it for the what are we calling? Oh, the pilot of Ranwin Parked. Assuming that this recorded in any fashion, I do hope you enjoyed.
Professionals, thank you very much for listening.
And see you next time.
Later.